Podcasting from the Instructional Development Center, room 2401 of the Student Commons Building at Heartland Community College, I'm media technologist Tom Corcoran, and this is the IDC Podcast, episode number 53, for the week of February 11th through the 15th, 2008. This week in the IDC, the first of a series of Faculty Academy workshops led by Assistant Professor of English and Alternative Learning, Rachel Hills, will be on Thursday, February 14th, from 9:30 to 11 a.m. in the IDC, Student Commons Building, room 2401. This series of Faculty Academy workshops is designed to further the discussion that followed Rachel's January best practices presentation on leading an effective classroom discussion. The first topic of five consecutive Thursday workshops will be on engaging students' discussion as a way of inquiring. In following weeks, topics include discussion as a way of reflecting, as a way of teaching content, as a way of assessing, and discussion as a way of wrapping up. Contact Rachel Hills at rachel.hills@heartland.edu for more information on these Faculty Academy workshops. Rescheduled from last week, the second Writing Across the College workshop of the semester on linking writing assignments to course goals, hosted by Assistant Professor of English Jennifer Swartout, will be on Thursday, February 14th, from 3:30 to 4:30 in the IDC, Student Commons Building, room 2401. Stop in if you want to learn more about bringing your writing assignments and course goals in line with each other. Bring your questions, current writing assignments, or just show up. This workshop will also be repeated on March 5th from 2 to 3 p.m. Contact Jennifer Swartout at jennifer.swartout@heartland.edu if you cannot make either of these times to make arrangements to meet with her individually. Also this week, Associate Dean of Academic Support Patrick Shinville will be hosting the first of a series of Faculty Academy 2 workshops based on the book The Courage to Teach by Parker Palmer. The first will be held on Friday, February 15th from 2 to 3:15 p.m. in the IDC and is titled The Heart of the Teacher. For more information on participating in these Faculty Academy 2 workshops, contact Patrick Shinville at patrick.shinville@heartland.edu. These Faculty Academy 2 workshops will be held on consecutive Fridays from February 15th through March 28th, excluding spring break week, and include workshops on A Culture of Fear, Knowing in Community, Teaching in Community, Learning in Community, and a wrap-up on March 28th. In another installment of the Tips and Tricks section, we will continue with the discussion on Web 2.0 in higher education. Last week was YouTube, and now this week's topic is photo sharing. Similar to last week's topic on YouTube, photo sharing websites allow users to upload their own content, a very Web 2.0 concept, and view other users' content. In this case, though, instead of videos, it's still digital photos. There are many photo sharing websites out there, but I will be focusing on just a few, namely Flickr and Picasa. Flickr, spelled F-L-I-C-K-R, at www.flickr.com, is Yahoo's photo sharing service, which hosts over 2 billion photos. If you have a Yahoo email address, then you can already use Flickr. Photo sharing websites allow users to log in, upload their digital photos, and easily share them with friends, family members, or even the world at large. Images can be tagged with keywords for organization, and they can even be edited using crop and resize tools if you're using Google's Picasa application, available at picasa.google.com. Picasa, spelled P-I-C-A-S-A, which is a play on the name Picasso and the Spanish word for house, casa, is a free application that you can download to a Windows platform computer and allows for even more photo editing possibilities, including the ability to edit photos, print, and burn CDs. Macintosh users can download a plugin for Apple's iPhoto program, which integrates with Picasa. After uploading and editing, the images can be emailed, printed, and shared with only a certain number of friends and family, or you can make your photos public so anyone can view them. You can even forward photos onto your blog for insertion there. One of the real powers behind these photo sharing websites is their ability to help keep photos organized by keyword. Within Web 2.0 terminology, this tagging of photos, videos, bookmarks, and more is referred to folksonomy, which is defined as the average computer user creating keywords for their own content uploaded to the web for others to find. Another power behind an application like Flickr is its ability to allow for group uploading of photos. So rather than having separate user accounts, several users can upload their photos all into one large pool. This lends itself to easier group collaboration. Another feature of Flickr is its ability to allow users to release their photos for general use under a Creative Commons license. These free licenses allow users to legally use, edit, and share other people's creative work, while still allowing the original creator to retain some of the rights to the original work itself. A Creative Commons license allows content creators to create work that spans the distance between full copyright protection, where your original work is restricted, and public domain work, where the copyright has expired and the work is now available to be used by anyone freely. As they say on the Creative Commons website, their licenses create a some rights reserved condition, rather than an all rights reserved like copyright, or no rights reserved, like public domain. More information about Creative Commons licensing can be found at www.creativecommons.org. Okay, how could photo sharing be used in higher education? In a photography course, photo sharing websites could be used to critique other students or even other photographers' work they find on these websites for lighting, focal depth, and other photo composition elements. In a creative writing course, students could be asked to write a story based on photos they found on these websites. Or students could be asked to upload their own photos as part of a project or as part of an electronic portfolio in a wide variety of subjects or courses. With the ability for group uploading on Flickr, whole classes can take advantage of pooling their photos together for group projects. Speaking of large collections of photos, the Library of Congress just released a large collection of photographs from their archives on Flickr, available at www.flickr.com/photos/library_of_Congress. Here you can view photos from the early 20th century up through World War II. They have an amazing collection of color photographs from the 1930s and 40s in extremely sharp detail. If you have an interest in history in general, or the history of photography in particular, this collection is a must-see. If you have questions about photo sharing sites such as Flickr and Picasa, contact me at tom.corcoran@heartland.edu. Further contact information is listed on the Heartland Community College Instructional Development Center website at www.heartland.edu/IDC. Next week, we will continue with another Web 2.0 discussion, this time on social bookmarking, with a bit more discussion on folksonomy and its uses in higher education. Thanks for listening to this episode of the IDC Podcast. The IDC Podcasts are updated weekly with events happening in and news about the Instructional Development Center at Heartland Community College, as well as educational technology tips and tricks. If you're in need of assistance with the services we offer in the IDC, or want to leave feedback about the IDC podcasts, check our contact information on the IDC website at www.heartland.edu/IDC/contact.jsp. That's all for this week's IDC podcast. Signing off until next time from the Instructional Development Center. Have a great week.